This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. All will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. Dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Let us fight to free the world, to fulfill that promise. Let us all unite.
Welcome, folks, to the Corporation Nation Radio program. I'm your host, Clint Richardson. And the date today is Friday. Oh, what is the date? Friday, December 13th, 2013. Hey, got a special guest today by the name of Mark Stevens. He can be found at his website, which is markstevens.net. And I want to also tell you that on Monday and Tuesday, we're going to have a very, very special guest by the name of Hal Anthony, who I've interviewed before, but not on this station. We're going to be talking about the mining law. He's one of the true pioneers of the old mining laws, actually has claims and has created a mining town out there in Oregon, mining district, excuse me. And we're going to be covering the Libra Code in triplicate, explaining how that all works, which sort of ties into what we're going to be talking about today, because unfortunately we truly live in a, well, it's a strange system. It's a voluntary system, and yet it's not. It's it's a system of government under military rule. Of course, the opposite of military rule, or the peaceful version of martial law, is military rule. The second we get out of line, or at least enough of us do, then you see the martial law, or the violent aspect of such a military occupation by the Central Corporation of the United States. Anyway, welcome to the show, Mark. So pleased you could be here today.
Well, thanks, Clint. I appreciate the opportunity. It's good to talk with you again.
I know. It's been a while. Mark was one of my illustrious guests at a conference I held here in Salt Lake City, one of the worst possible places to try to do any activism. But it was a good conference. Not a lot of people came, but a success in every other way, anyway. And Mark was a wonderful speaker, was then and is now. Now, can you please tell people what is the No State Project? When you say no state, what do you mean?
Well, back years ago when I first started the show here on RBN, John had asked me to do that, and I had to come up with a name, and that's just what, you know, because the Free State thing was still kind of new, the Free State Project, and I didn't like the idea of that name because I didn't believe that, well, states are fictions, you know, like corporations, as you know, and I just thought it was better to be the No State Project, who show that the idea of nations and states and cities and citizens and whatnot were just fictions. So it's the No Stay Project, to bring about a world or to educate people to see things more as they are, that there's just people, that there are no cities and nations and things like that. It's just silly.
Well, what would people do without the nanny, without the nanny state, though?
I don't know. The big thing is who build the roads? I'd rather go.
It's one of the most common questions, isn't it?
It's like, wait a minute. We're talking about giving up trillions of dollars in waste and corruption and mass murder and genocide, and you're interested in the roads.
But don't you understand, Mark? It's that piece of paper that built the roads. Don't you get it? It's that fictional entity. It somehow got legs and sprouted arms and picked up some tools and built the road.
There's a wonderful thing that someone put together based on the scene from Office Space, where they're going through, the two Bobs are talking to each individual. It's like, what is it you say you do here? You know, it's like, well, does government pay for the roads? No, the government actually forcibly takes the money from people, you know, to pay for the road. Does the government then build the road?
Yes. Is that the alien, the little cartoon alien talking to someone trying to explain our system?
No, this was just, it had to do with the Office Space, you know.
Well, someone made something similar. It might have been the same thing, where it was a human, a citizen, trying to explain our form of government to an alien.
Which is excellent, yes.
That was hilarious thing.
I think that was based on something that Larkin Rose had written. And
yes.
I recommend that. If you haven't seen that, that is excellent. I wish I remembered the name of the user, but you should be able to find it easy on YouTube.
Now, let me just reiterate here that the state, when we say the word state, so we're talking about government, period, end of story. We're not talking about anything else. This is this word is used in various senses. In its most enlarged sense, it signifies a self-sufficient body of persons united together in one community for the defense of their rights and to do right and justice to foreigners. Now, that actually sounds kind of wonderful, but we have to read into it a little bit. It says, in this sense, the state means the whole people united into one body politic. Wait a minute. And the state and the people of the state are equivalent expressions? Wait a minute. So actually, we're not really individuals anymore. When we say the word people, we lose our rights individually and become just a member of the Borg society. Oh, that's what state means. Huh. In a more limited sense, the word state expresses merely the positive, meaning positive law, or actual organization of the legislative or judicial powers. Thus, the actual government of the state is designated by the name of the state. Hence, the expression, the state has passed such a law or prohibited such an act. Now, state also means a section of a territory occupied by a state, which, you know, anytime you hear a definition like that, anytime the word that's being defined is used in the definition, you know that they're drawing its straws. State also means the section of territory occupied by a state, as the state of Pennsylvania. So, you know, we talked about this probably, I think it was yesterday, about the Enabling Acts and the requirements for, quote, the people to form a state within the territories, and that there was never such thing as a sovereignty in the state, that it was an agreement to give up all the lands in the first place. That's why people should read those Enabling Acts. So by state, and again, when you say no state, you're literally mean... do you mean no borders?
Of course. What I'm talking about, there's if we look at just the facts, what we can observe, what we can prove, what we can verify independently, and what other people can verify, especially with replication, which we'll get, I'm sure, you know, we can get into with a lot of the calls that I make and the work I do in court, you see that there's just people. That the idea of a state being that there's a group of people into a corporation, because a state, if you get into some of the definitions or corporate opinions, that a state is a body corporate and politic. It's like the United States. And they're just people. It's like the idea that what you read, where is the evidence that the whole body of people, everyone on, let's say, the Eastern Seaboard in 1777 or 1778, that they agreed to anything? Where's the evidence of that? I mean,
what's really funny is that people still say that they live in a republic.
Oy.
And I mean, that's so far from the truth that it's almost ridiculous to think that a republic where you'd have an individual voice compared to a state where there is no individual voice. It's wonderfully delicious irony anyway. All right, folks, stay with us with Mark Stevens. We'll be back.
Wake up. Wake up.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
He's a rebel and a runner. He's a signal turning green. He's a restless young romantic, wants to run the big machine.
All right, folks, welcome back. We're in the Corporation Nation, and with me today is Mark Stevens. Now, I wanted to get into the concept of what exactly is a voluntary society. There's a lot of people out there that promote the concept of volunteerism. They call themselves volunteerists and promote a voluntary society. Now the problem with that, unfortunately, is that we live in a contractual society. In other words, we agree, although half the time we have no idea that we are agreeing. In other words, we volunteer to follow a lot of the things out there, and we have nice, forceful officers of quote-unquote law to help us remember that we are voluntarily following the rules with a nice smack on the head. But I wanted to, how do people possibly understand the concept of volunteerism and the voluntary and a voluntary society when let's listen to what Harry Reid has to say. Now, this is an interview, hopefully we have it queued up, interview between Harry Reid and, oh, shoot, I forgot who else it was, where he's asking, is the income tax, or any taxation for that, Mary, is it voluntary? And I want you to listen to this, Harry Reid, what his response is. Let's play that if we can. Well, I don't hear anything, so there must have been a technical issue, huh? Well, all right. I guess we'll try again in a minute here. Just a second. All right. Well, I guess that's not going to happen right now. We'll get back to that. But I contest that we live in a voluntary society already. So if we're going to actually state that we are going to start or try attempt to actually develop and live in a voluntary society, doesn't there have to be at least some rules that say, look, a contract does not mean that a billy club over the head can enforce the contract? I mean, there has to be some form of, I'll say, governance, maybe not government, but governance within even a voluntary society. What do you think on that, Mark?
Well, sure. It's like the actual meaning of the word anarchy is doesn't mean no rules. It means no rulers.
Right.
So, voluntarists or anarchists, we come from a standpoint that of do no harm, and that it is wrong to initiate physical force or the threat of physical force, that all human interaction should be voluntary or not at all. And that's where that's why when we look and we examine the society that we live in now, I will disagree that the evidence shows the contrary, that we're not in a voluntary society, because an example, someone from Canada, when I'm asking, you know, they had no evidence that the Constitution, the laws of Canada apply to me just because I'm in Toronto. And their response to that was, well, we do have jails. Like, yeah, but if you're equating a threat of jail with evidence that your laws apply, that's you're getting into the realm of the insane.
Well, it boils down to, I didn't say it's a good voluntary society. I didn't say it's a lawful voluntary society. I just said it's voluntary. Because, I mean, let's face it, we're members, some of us anyway, most of us are members or citizens of that particular body politic. And at the very least, we are presumed to be members or citizens of that, and we are presumed to be willing to follow the law. So the problem is we don't know what those laws actually say, and so we get bound up in a sort of voluntary sense. I mean, even going to prison, when you actually put it into context, is technically a voluntary act, and that's the hard part to understand.
But how so, Clint? How is, well, give an example though of somebody where going to jail is voluntary? I mean, I look at someone like Larkin Rose or even Dean Clifford, who I have philosophical differences or practical differences in thought, but I don't see. Heard about and chat, and wanted to challenge. I know it's your show, but we're friends.
Well, no. I want you to challenge me. That's why I said, that's why I want to play this video, but it unfortunately didn't play, because this is the mentality that I'm trying to play devil's advocate here.
Okay.
This is the mentality of the people who enforce the voluntary rules. When you hear Harry Reid tell you what volunteerism is, you start to understand what I'm trying to say. which is that everything technically then is a voluntary act, according to the these people who submit the rules. I guess we still can't play that video. I kind of was pending on it, so or depending on it. But
well, I'm familiar with it. The interviewer's name is Jan.
I believe so. Yeah,
I'm just drawing a blank on his last name. Maybe somebody on my chat could throw that out to me. But I agree that there are people in who call themselves government who look at it as if we voluntarily do this. But there's also a tremendous amount of them, like the one I just mentioned for Canada last week, who clearly understand, like the police, this is not a matter of your consent. You do this, or I will beat you to death to get your compliance. So. And I guess, you know, you look at what happened in Alan Russo's movie when he asked that one guy about why they pay taxes. Because of the gun.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's, you know, we promote this a lot, that part of the system is to get you into the system, get you to admit that you are part of the system, that you have a name, that you have all this, and which is why you don't want to just, you know, answer a court summons by going to court. Of course, which is, you know, making the presumption, making an appearance, basically, on behalf of the bond that you give through your name. But we, I guess the question I'm trying to ask you, which is very difficult to ask, considering that if the people think that it's a voluntary system now, in other words, the people that run the system. And they truly, truly, some of them actually believe that it is, that, again, that income tax is voluntary, and yet it's mandatory. It's voluntary, yet it's mandatory. So, I mean, I don't have to pay my taxes. Well, of course you have to pay your taxes. But is it voluntary? Well, yeah, it's voluntary. See, it just goes back and forth. And there's, I think you refer to it as a circular logic that doesn't really have any... concept and reality. So, you know, this is, I guess my question to you is, how do you prevent that from happening again through contract in a system with no state?
Well, I think a lot of people are pretty much aware that it's pay or go to jail. I don't know if we can quantify, because I know in my experience, and I deal with these types of people every day, that unlike Harry Reid, who may have just been doing that because he was being interviewed, when you talk to them in their office or you talk to them on the phone, there doesn't seem to be too many of them that hold this idea that it's a voluntary system, that you pay taxes voluntarily. Most of them, you know, are very hardcore, you know, psychopath types that understand very well, you do what I say or we will beat you into submission. And I think the average person, at least in my scope of influence, understands very well why they do what they're doing. They get a driver's license to avoid going to jail.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. All right, folks, stay with us. Mark Stevens today. We'll be back.
Our supremacy doesn't depend on weaponry. With schools, media, money, and meds, we control every aspect of your life through ideological hegemony. But if you think you need guns to stop tyranny, then what you waiting for? We've already stripped you of your liberty, privacy, civil rights, and dignity. You want some more?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Scientists have been battling to understand what this unappealing object is all about. What the object is all about.
Information in the form of energy streams in simultaneously through all of our sensory systems. In the form of energy, all of our sensory systems. And then it explodes into this enormous collage.
All right, folks. We're back. We're going to try to play this video again a different way. Again, this is actually Jan Helfeld. And he's interviewing Harry Reid. And he's asking him a very simple question. And this is the same kind of runaround that we would generally get when we ask the same question. I know Mark has certainly done his fair share of confronting folks with questions similar and then trying to break down the logic or lack thereof. So let's go ahead and play that video. Again, this is a question to Senate Majority Leader, I believe it is, Harry Reid. Let's hear what he has to say.
I argue that governmental action is not forceful. Senator Harry Reid claimed that income taxes are voluntary. If the government is in the business of forcefully taking money from some people in order to provide welfare benefits to others, how will the people whose money is being taken feel about the government?
Well, I don't accept your phraseology. I don't think we force people.
Taxation is not forceful?
Well, no.
It's voluntary?
In fact, quite to the contrary. Our system of government is a voluntary tax system.
Oh, if you don't want to pay your taxes, you don't have to?
Well, of course you have to pay your taxes. But
the government will force you to pay, or they'll fine you or imprison you.
We have a voluntary system. The fact of the matter is that if when you pay your taxes. You see, in many other countries, it's not voluntary. For example, in many countries, the government makes sure that your employer takes out every penny. In many countries, don't file income tax returns.
We have withholding here, too, don't we?
Pardon me?
Withholding?
There's some program, yes. But I'm talking about in some countries, European countries is an example, there you don't file any income tax return. There is no need to because your employer takes all the money out. That's the difference between a voluntary and an involuntary system. You can't cheat and not pay your taxes.
Right.
I don't accept your phraseology that you forcibly take money from somebody else and give it to others. You know, that's the way it is. On any program, I
mean, can the taxpayer
highway program is the same. We take money, we forcibly take money in your phraseology, put people in the army.
Can the taxpayer decide not to pay his taxes if he wants?
He can not pay his taxes.
He's
subject to civil and criminal penalties.
They'll put him in jail. They use force against him. Everybody pays taxes under threat of jail or fine, on the threat of force. In other words, you are forced to pay your taxes. Whether you fill out your form voluntarily or whether it's withheld by your employer, you don't have a choice on whether you can pay taxes that are going to be used for welfare programs. You can't make that choice.
Well, but the reason our system is called a voluntary tax system, and I recognize, you know, that ultimately you can't cheat in your taxes, but we have many provisions in the law they don't have in most countries. We have deductibility for home, interest on mortgage payment. They don't have that in most countries. We have deductibility for certain excessive expenses as it relates to health, doctors, hospitals. We have all kinds of tax. Some people call them loopholes, but others would call them incentives for people to do business. And that's why you're not forced to pay a certain tax. There are ways. If you decide to buy a home,
you can decide not to pay taxes in the United States.
I really don't understand what you're trying to get at here. The point of the matter
because
is
because you objected to my phraseology. You say that the government isn't forcefully taking money from some people to provide welfare benefits to others, and in fact, that's what it's doing because all taxation is forceful. It's backed up by physical force. If you don't pay your taxes, the government will intervene with you forcefully. So you don't have a choice. It's not voluntary. You can't decide not to pay and not suffer a consequence. If you don't pay, you go to jail.
You're forced to pay. You don't go to jail.
Because you objected to my phraseology. You say that the government isn't forcefully taking money from some people to provide welfare benefits to others. And in fact, that's what it's doing because all taxation is forceful. It's backed up by physical force. If you don't pay your taxes, the government will intervene with you forcefully. So you don't have a choice. It's not voluntary. You can't decide not to pay and not suffer a consequence. If you don't pay, you go to jail.
You're forced to pay. You don't go to jail. Some people go to jail. There are all kinds of civil penalties. If you don't pay your tax, you pay interest and you pay penalties. The fact of the matter is our system is a voluntary system.
Yeah, I just love that. Of course you have to pay your taxes. We have a voluntary system. You can't cheat and not pay your taxes. A citizen cannot pay his taxes if he wants. He's subject to civil and criminal penalties. The fact of the matter is our system is a voluntary system. Come on, folks. Doesn't that make perfect sense to you? Don't you understand what it means to live in a voluntary system of taxation? I mean, come on. That should have been an open and shut case, right? That should have told you and explained everything. What do you think, Mark? I mean, wasn't that a perfect explanation of our voluntary tax system?
Yeah, you know, the thing is, when it's things like that, if we bring up the truth and what's really happening, they threaten us with psychological exams, and yet this guy is taken serious enough to still be the Senate Majority Leader. I mean, and I'm looking at this is, yeah, the guy is like a typical politician. He's a pathological liar, and Jen was way too patient with the guy.
Well, yeah, well, that's imposed respect. We don't really know where it comes from. But let me ask you, Mark. Let me ask you some basic questions. Again, just to play devil's advocate, isn't the fact that I voluntarily, for one thing, I'm using copyrighted government script, I'm using a dollar as a legal tender that does not belong to me. It belongs to government, and for the privilege of its use, I must therefore pay taxes. Also, I file a tax return, which is basically a contract stating that, yes, I will pay taxes.
What's the what's a contract to pay taxes?
It was the 1040, right?
Well, there's no the evidence. As far as I know, it's still a felony not to file the return, so it's not voluntary, so it's not contractual. And the idea that so you had the magic words there when you mentioned about the Federal Reserve note. You said legal tender. So if you look at it from a practical side, and I've had Bernard von Nothaus on the show, and I've met him, and nice guy. We know from practical experience, historical evidence. We have to use Federal Reserve notes, otherwise we are deemed to be domestic terrorists, that any kind of anything that we use outside the Federal Reserve system is considered a threat to the system and a unique form of domestic terrorism. That came directly from the FBI and was also parroted by the U.S. Attorney's Office and Tompkins in particular. So now these are things that are forced on us. Try to pass your own notes. Try to come up with your own medium of exchange and see what happens.
Well, and I will take what you just said and reiterate my warning to people about Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a Trojan horse for a cashless society, and I know that a lot of people are very excited about it. But there's a lot of information about Bitcoin that people really need to know, like the fact that government is basically going to take it over very soon, the fact that it's completely trackable. So according to what you just said, the fact that Bitcoin is being so graciously accepted by government should be a frightening prospect for people. So I again issue a warning on Bitcoin. That it's more dangerous, I think, than any other possible thing out there, a Trojan horse leading to a cashless society. And I think you're right. You're talking about undermining a system of enslavement through this debt that we call the US dollar, definitely.
Yeah, it's because you're forced to do it. If we look at them as just people, and we don't accept that they're corporations, they're just people. And I tell you, Clint, from personal experience, I did a hearing for someone up in New Hampshire, and we did it by video, which was really cool. Because for the first time, doing one of these from my home office here in the fortified compound, I was able to see the reactions to my questions, which I typically don't get. And it was quite something to watch this bureaucrat who was apologizing up and down to me for how he treated me on the phone, because he can now see me, when he was confronted with just how violent his job was. And I got to see the reaction from them when I did my close, and I said, "You're just people." I said, "You do understand there is no government besides you. You're just ordinary men and women. You have no more right than I do to rule over other people." And it had a profound, it seemed to have a profound effect on them.
So they actually acknowledged it in their own way, basically, through...
Well, yeah, they agreed that they were just people, that the government was just people. It wasn't, you know, you. So I was able to stop the reification process,
right,
for at least momentarily.
Yeah. We'll be back, folks.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
This is real, real, real versus just rhyme. The world is like a ride. You think it's real, it's just a ride. We can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice between fear and love. The world is like a ride. You think it's real, just a ride. We can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice between fear and love.
All right, so we got to figure out what this word taxation really means. Because, you know, a dollar just gets circulated every day, you know, in just a very short amount of time can generate its own value in taxation. The dollar is an interesting instrument because it goes back to government way, way more than 100%. They're the created dollar. And so, you know, you'll have 25% income tax, you'll have a 15% sales tax here, and you'll have this cigarette tax here, and you know, just in a few days, that dollar can create a dollar's worth of taxation. We all know the story about how that money doesn't exactly exist to pay that, otherwise all the dollars would be out of circulation in almost no time. So it's a very interesting thing. Now, I got a comment here by a listener. He says, taxation is not giving money to government. It is already the government's money. You're just confessing the liability or claiming any overage of what you are presumed to owe as a presumed person liable, quote unquote, for the tax. Which is kind of what I'm trying to get at. You know, it's the concept of being a person liable that makes it so that's what confuses people is how do you not be a person liable for the tax? You're using the money,
mm-hmm.
and just the use is considered an action that would be liable to a tax. And of course, you go into a grocery store, they're going to look at you like you're crazy if you want to fill out a form that says I'm not going to pay income or sales tax. So again, that's the confusion actually on my part, and always has been, is the mere act of user seems to be one of the voluntary aspect of taxation.
Well, I've never actually had any experience where somebody in the, you know, who's claiming that I or somebody else was liable for a tax merely because they were using Federal Reserve notes. It's always from a standpoint that you receive them, not just for the mere act of trading with them. So,
well, let me give you another example. Now we go and we pay sales tax, but in truth, there is no sales tax. Because when we use the dollar, we've already paid our tax. When we give a store owner a dollar, it's the store owner that's receiving the dollar, and therefore it's the store owner that should be paying the tax. Now, of course, government has contracted and allowed the stores to collect the taxes that the store actually owes in the form of sales tax. So it's actually the corporations that should be paying all of this sales tax, but instead they forward that to us. And again, that is a tax for the use of the dollar in or as legal tender, as the, if you will, lawful currency of the United States. So again, we're talking about a seller's tax, not a sales tax. And it's same thing.
Well, it's not, I don't see that there's evidence that they're contracted to do that. They have to do that because if the store does not agree to collect the tax or to pay the surrender the tax, then there are men with guns who will not allow them to do business. So this is where you get into the very real problem, where if your employer may not want, and I mean employer in a license. I don't want anyone jumping on me for that, listening. They may not want to comply with a garnishment. They may not want to comply with some kind of withholding order. But what, in my experience, especially when you've got these big companies, there's a very real risk of the IRS shutting the business down.
Sure.
And retaliating against them. So I've had them tell me, look, we'd love to be able to stand up to the IRS, or we want to stand up to the Franchise Tax Board in California. So, but we got businesses in not only California, but Arizona, we're in Utah. We could have all of our businesses shut down. And it just, what good? So they told me, from a practical standpoint, we would like to be able to stand up for our employees, our contractors, but what good is it if the IRS shuts us down in a couple of days and freezes all of our accounts, and then we can't pay anybody? So, you know, the employer or the business, they are just as much of a victim, at least from my, you know, from how I'm seeing it, as you and I are. They are unwilling accomplices in the theft.
Well, yeah, I mean, the point is that they're actually the ones that owe the tax, and they're putting it onto the customer instead of paying it themselves. But, I mean, if that wasn't the case, then they would just raise the prices to cover the tax they're going to have to pay later. So it's sort of a wash. But the way, like you say, the way that they do it, which is to force the stores to pay tax on their sales, is just atrocious. It's, I mean, it's because, you know, the debt dollar will create itself in value over and over and over. If that dollar is in circulation for, say, 10 years, I mean, think about how much tax that just that $1 creates. It's really an amazing thought, actually.
The whole concept of using credit as money is just insane. You know, you start getting to the whole mechanics of the loan, alleged loan, and we have someone that we're following, a friend of the show, he's been on, and we've been able to keep, he's got a number of credit card things thrown out, and he's in the process of getting another one thrown out in Texas, and we're just looking at the craziness that is the mechanics of the alleged loan. And I just describe it this way, that it's all on paper, of course, as you know, and to really illustrate what's going on is you're giving them 2 fives. They're giving you a 10 back and calling it a loan and saying, now you owe me not just 10, but you owe me 20.
What a
reminds me of the Abbott Costello routine, the 2 tens for a five.
Well, okay, so let me ask you this then, since we're on the subject. What form of currency, money, trade, barter, whatever, would you, if you had your idealistic way to have a no state, an area that didn't have a state or rulers or anything else, what would be your idealistic currency or mode of transaction?
Well, it would be something that the market, of course, the people in the market individually are deciding or what's going to be the most popular. So obviously, it's not going to be just one. And it should be completely decentralized. I mean, it's not something that's imposed by force. So you're going to have a lot of different options to choose from. I think you're going to have things like Bitcoin, Litecoin.
You don't mean competition, do you?
The evils of competition. Lord,
you are evil.
I'm talking about domestic, unique domestic terrorism that does not involve violence. You know, actual voluntary trade. Let the market decide what is the best best mediums of exchange, whether it's currency or metals or Bitcoin, cryptocurrency or something else. But I don't have an opinion on what the best would be. I imagine it would be a combination of barter and metal and things like Bitcoin.
Hey, I got a question for you. Have you heard of the Ubuntu movement, the Ubuntu contributionism?
I am firmly behind that. In fact, the PC that I have right next to me runs Ubuntu, and I think the open source movement is something that is going together with technology like Bitcoin, open source technology, whatnot, the free exchange of ideas and information. I think that is going to be the undoing of the prison planet that we inhabit now.
Well, besides your sarcasm and wonderful humor, what would you contribute?
What would I contribute?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not a coder. it's definitely something that I would like to learn to be able to do. But what I do contribute, because on my website, I don't believe in copyrights at all. So the information that I provide on the website is freely available for people to use, and so they could take that technology or that model, and I encourage people to go and test it and go replicate the results.
Yeah. Well, the real point is that you can learn. You don't have to just stick to one thing. If you want to, you contribute your skills here, you contribute this here. Oh, that music came in loud. All right, folks, we'll be back with Mark Stevens, second hour. We're going to talk about Mark's new book, which I believe just came out here recently, as well as his old one. Stay with us.
With financial